The House of Representatives is considering its version of the 2018 Farm Bill this week. That debate began on Wednesday and continues through today. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update from the Hill.
At this point, the House has been working its way through about 50 amendments that have been offered to the bill that was reported out of the House Agriculture Committee. And the expectation is for final passage of the bill today. Amendments of most concern that have been considered to the bill include those that would completely phase out and eliminate commodity programs and crop insurance, amendments that would negatively impact and undermine the federal checkoff programs, such as the program that's in place for U.S. cotton, and then also amendments dealing with other commodities such as sugar policy, any of which of these amendments, if enacted and adopted, could very likely bring down the entire farm bill and prevent it from passing in the House. National Cotton Council has been working closely with our membership and other commodity organizations to work to defeat all of these damaging amendments and help ensure passage of the farm bill to move this process forward.
And on the Senate side,
Chairman Roberts has recently indicated that he and Ranking Member Stabenow are making good progress on developing their version of the 2018 Farm Bill and will be announcing next week when the committee will begin that process formally. It's our expectation that the Senate Agriculture Committee will likely consider its version of the Farm Bill sometime in the first part of June. At that point, we will be working to help get that product through the Senate Agriculture Committee across the Senate floor, and then the House and Senate can begin work to reconcile the differences in the two bills and hopefully get a final farm bill product approved by the end of this year.